Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney and this is the morning news. 2 years ago to the day, Paris and Saint-Denis were hit by terrorist attacks in front of the Stade de France, in front of bars of the 11th arrondissement, as well as at the Bataclan. A night of horror and a consequential human toll with 130 dead and over 350 injured. Commemorations will take place this morning starting at 9 o'clock in front of the Stade de France in the presence of Emmanuel Macron. The head of state will then go to the bars and restaurants at which the terrorist attacks occurred, then to the Bataclan in the presence of families of victims. The government will be tackling a recurring issue this Monday, the reform of the baccalaureate, with the beginning of the first discussions between all the players within the educational field, discussions which should last until February. Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer details his ambitions in the newspaper Le Parisien this morning, which is to give back meaning to this exam, he says. As part of this reform, we should expect only 4 subjects in the final exams of the BAC. A pack of cigarettes is more expensive since this morning. A 30-cent increase is effective as of today, and it will be like this for the 3 upcoming years with successive increases at the request of the Minister of Health, Agnès Buzyn. The objective is that a pack of cigarettes reach 10 euros in 2020. A violent earthquake at the border between Iran and Iraq last night, 7.3 on the Richter scale. The latest figures reported count 164 dead and over 1,600 wounded. The human toll may, however, still increase. And there is a terrible wave of suicides throughout the police force. 7 of them have killed themselves last week in France. The Minister of the Interior, Gérard Collomb, expressed his deep concern. And it is the end of the weather alert in Corsica. The orange alert with violent winds was raised this morning in the 2 departments of the island. Gusts reaching over 140 kilometers per hour blew yesterday and last night. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves Radio.